Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. Well, the topic this morning is green beans. Often when I don't have a guest to visit with, I talk about food. And so that's what we're going to do today. But before I talk about food, I just want to remind you that one of the ways that I find topics, and people often say, how do you find all those things to talk about? One of the ways is when you, the listeners, give me ideas. So if you know somebody who, you know, lives here that has an interesting story to tell, an interesting hobby, has visited an interesting place, or perhaps you know someone who's moved away. Maybe there was a, you know, somebody who attended school in the area and now they've made a career and they're living somewhere else. That's always fun to visit with them, and I often get really positive feedback from those people, you know, from people like you who say, oh, that was really fun to hear about them. So remember, you are a source for Backyard and Beyond, and I always appreciate hearing from you. Well, what about green beans? You know, there's some Valentine dinners coming up, and through the fall and so on, there's all these church dinners and other group dinners. Well, most of the time, I'm just going to say most of the time, green beans are on the menu. Why is that? Well, you guessed, it's because most people think green beans are okay. Even if they're not a favorite, they're okay. Versus you start talking about broccoli or cauliflower or some things like that, even carrots, cooked carrots are going, no, I don't think so. Maybe corn is the other one that's pretty acceptable. But green beans are often out there, and you know, they really are good for us. How often is it that something you really like, or it's at least acceptable, is really good for you? Well, green beans are. So just keep them on the menu, whether you're going away or whether you're serving them at home. Green beans are good for you. Now, of course, I'm going to talk a bit about the nutrition, of course. The most nutritious are those that are fresh and green, you know, those that are not cooked when you get them. But when I say fresh, you don't want them having been laying around from somewhere and chipped, you know, for a week and all that kind of stuff. Fresh, locally grown beans would be the most nutritious. But even those that are frozen or canned maintain at least some of those nutrients. And in fact, frozen green beans, you know, either frozen, you cook them a bit, whatever the instructions say, basically retain about 90% of the nutritive value. So, hey, that's good. Canned ones, not quite so much of many of the nutrients. They may lose about one-third of the nutrients, just in general. Again, some are better than others. For instance, they lose quite a few of the B vitamins, but like folic acid, which is one of those, only loses up to 10%. So even if you're eating canned green beans, and I know that is a favorite for many people, they don't like them frozen, and they don't even like them fresh cooked, so they want them canned. Hey, they're still providing us with lots of good nutrition, including a nice amount of fiber. And the amount of fiber, in addition to some of the other things we're going to talk about, are the characteristics that help in terms of heart health. And also, there is some research going on. You know, it's always in process, and you sometimes when the researchers get the first results, they go, oh, well, we've got to look at these again. But they green beans are potentially have unique anti-inflammatory benefits. So that's some very preliminary research that also says that it might help type 2 diabetes, prevention of type 2 diabetes. So there's some ongoing research. You know, the food people always have research going on. And like I say, sometimes we see the headlines and, well, the reporters pull it out of something. It's not quite what it should be. But so we need to kind of not jump to conclusions, but the research is there that says it could be very helpful. Green beans could be very helpful in lots of different ways. The Best way, by the way, to cook green beans, if they're fresh, is to steam them rather than boil them or some other way. That, again, will help maintain the color, and they're really beautiful, as well as a nutritive value. Now, the other thing you can do when you enjoy green beans is support food sustainability. Recent surveys have shown that 60% of all commercially grown green beans are produced in the United States, and a number of them in the Midwest, like Illinois and Michigan and Wisconsin. So we don't have to get those green beans even in the wintertime. You know, we have sources, and they are mostly grown in the United States. I think that's really good news. Well, what are those nutritive contents that are so good for us? They have an impressive antioxidant capacity. Research comparing the overall antioxidant capacity of green beans to other foods in the pea family, and for instance, snow peas and other kinds of beans, has found green beans to come out on top. Even though green beans are not always highest in their concentration of a specific antioxidant, it's not surprising to find recent studies highlighting the antioxidant capacity of green beans. Researchers now know that the list of antioxidant flavonoids found in green beans is not limited to what they previously thought and what's in some of the other vegetables. So they have a diverse kind of flavonoids, which are antioxidants. And green beans may be particularly helpful food for providing us with the mineral silicon. You know, there's so many minerals we need. We need them in small amounts, and they're not usually listed on a vitamin mineral bottle. It's not usually something we hear of, and often they accompany other kinds of nutrients. So even though our body needs them, they're very important. We don't often hear so much about those. But the mineral, like the silicon, while less well-known than minerals like calcium and magnesium, is very important for bone health and for healthy formation of connective tissue. So green beans have recently been shown to stack up quite well against other commonly eaten foods as a good source of absorbable silicon. A serving of green beans, which usually we think of a serving of vegetables as being half a cup, but a cup would be better, but they can provide 29% of the vitamin A we need in a day, 22% of the vitamin K, 18% of the manganese, the tongue twister there, and even 16% of the vitamin C. And we don't normally think of green beans as being a high source of vitamin C, but it just kind of adds in. If you get a couple of other fruits and veggies that give you lots of vitamin C, the green beans can kind of add in the amount that's needed. Other kinds of nutrients that's on the list, they can provide 16% of the fiber, folate, which is a vitamin B, B2, B1, copper, chromium, calcium a little bit, only 5%, potassium, phosphorus, vitamin B3, a little bit of protein, and iron, a little bit of iron, and vitamin B6 and vitamin E. Very small amounts of these last ones, but still, you know, it all comes together saying, hey, green beans are good for us. And so we might as well take advantage of that and having them as one of those five fruits and vegetables each day. And by the way, when we think five is a lot, the newer and many nutritionists say we need as many as 9 servings a day. Hey, we're going to have to work hard to get to those numbers. But they lots of good reasons for doing that, all these nutrients, and including the fiber. So green beans, you might call them string beans, but they are the same family as shell beans, such as pinto beans, black beans, and kidney beans. And you know, if you grow green beans or you buy fresh green beans, you know that you really usually like them when They're not very fat. You know, those little beans inside are pretty small. But if they get too big, you know, you can take the outside covering off, the pod off, and you can use the beans that are inside. So you can use them in a number of different ways. So if you aren't already eating green beans, we'll just add those to your diet and say you're doing a good thing for yourself. Until next time, here's a thought. How can we expect another to keep our secret if we cannot keep it ourselves?